Praised be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord tells us in the Gospel this morning, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Exactly the opposite of the people think, you know, those who are the greatest on this world are the famous and the heroes, the athletes, and people who are not always the best Christians. But as always, he surprises us. It's the childlike, the little child. And you know, he tells us elsewhere that he who loses his life saves it. But he goes on to tell us that anyone who serves him, that the Father will honor. And he tells us that, you know, it's going to require us that we need to be like children, be childlike. You know, not childish. He tells us that we have to die to self if we want to live, and that this has to be done cheerfully, you know, not in sadness or not through compulsion. And what our Lord is looking for is a love that holds nothing back, you know, just like a child. They run to their parents with open arms, trusting that they'll be provided for. You know, this kind of generosity has to be freely chosen, freely offered, and done joyfully. You know, in our Lord's own words, we have to be willing to lay down our lives, to be willing to die to self. This is the kind of love and generosity that Saint Jane Frances de Chantal had, and it's the kind of love that is mentioned in the second reading from today's Office of Readings for her memorial. And this, I wanted to share this with you. It's from the memoirs of the secretary of Saint Jane Frances de Chantal. And she says, one day St. Jean spoke the following eloquent words, which listeners took down exactly as spoken. My daughters, many of our holy fathers in the faith, men who were pillars of the church, did not die martyrs. Why do you think this was? Each one present offered an answer. Then their mother continued, well, I myself think it was because there is another martyrdom, the martyrdom of love. Here God keeps his servants and handmaids in this present life, so that they may labor for him, and he makes them both martyrs and confessors. I know, she added, that the daughters of the Visitation are meant to be martyrs of this kind, and that by the favor of God, some of them, more fortunate than others, in that their desire has been granted, will actually suffer such a martyrdom. One sister asked what form this martyrdom took. The saint answered, yield yourself fully to God, and you will find out. Divine love takes its sword to the hidden recesses of our innermost soul and divides us from ourselves. I know one person whom love cut off from all that was dearest to her, just as completely and effectively as if a tyrant's blade had severed spirit from body. We realize that she was speaking of herself. When another sister asked how long the martyrdom would continue, the saint replied, "From the moment when we commit ourselves unreservedly to God until our last breath." I am speaking, of course, of great-souled individuals who keep nothing back for themselves, but instead are faithful in love. Our Lord does not intend this martyrdom for those who are weak in love and perseverance. Such people he lets continue on their mediocre way so that they will not be lost to him. He never does violence to our free will. Finally, the saint was asked whether this martyrdom of love could be put on the same level as martyrdom of the body. She answered, "We should not worry about equality. I do think, however, that the martyrdom of love cannot be relegated to a second place, for love is as strong as death. For the martyrs of love suffer infinitely more in remaining in this life so as to serve God than if they died 1,000 times over in testimony to their faith and love and fidelity." Thank you.